As soon as today, a federal judge in Texas could cut off nationwide access to a key abortion drug. Anti-abortion rights groups are challenging the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the drug mifepristone. For decades, it's been approved for use in combination with another pill to induce first trimester abortions. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, some healthcare providers are now preparing to rely on that second drug alone.
At the Trust Women Clinic in Wichita, Kansas, it's been crisis mode for months. First, there were patients from Texas after the state's abortion ban took effect in 2021, then from all over the region after last summer's landmark Supreme Court decision. And now, clinic director Ashley Brink says the staff is bracing for another, maybe even bigger, wave of uncertainty.
We're in an unprecedented time. We've never faced this kind of crisis, and so there is a lot of unknowns.
Even in states where abortion is still legal, providers know they could soon lose the ability to prescribe the abortion pill mifepristone, which is used in combination with a second drug to terminate pregnancy. Anti-abortion activists argue the abortion pill was improperly approved more than two decades ago. They're asking a federal judge appointed by President Trump to overturn its approval. If they succeed, Brink says her clinic will only be able to offer patients either a surgical abortion or a medication abortion using only the second drug, called misoprostol.
And because it is a different procedure than using the two medication regimen with mifepristone, we're having to make sure everyone has the right language and the right information to ensure that they're communicating that effectively.
A recent study by the Guttmacher Institute found that 98% of medication abortions in the U.S. use the two-drug protocol. It starts with mifepristone, which works by blocking a hormone that helps the pregnancy progress. The second drug, misoprostol, brings on contractions. Around the world, misoprostol has been used alone for abortion for decades, says Dr. Jamila Parrott with Physicians for Reproductive Health.
And so you take more of the second medication than you would if you had the mifepristone in the first place.
The World Health Organization says both approaches can be effective, but there are downsides to relying on misoprostol alone. Most available research suggests it's somewhat less effective than the two-drug regimen. There's also a higher risk of side effects, like nausea and cramping, says Dr. Ushma Upadhyay with the University of California, San Francisco.
It's so important that patients understand how long they'll be bleeding after they take the miso alone, and it is longer.
Abortion rights opponents are quick to point out that misoprostol is currently approved by the FDA for use as an ulcer drug, not as a standalone abortion pill. Doctors already use it off-label for a variety of purposes in gynecology beyond abortion, including labor and delivery and IUD insertion. That won't change regardless of the outcome of the case, says Eric Baptist with Alliance Defending Freedom, the conservative legal group behind the lawsuit. He says the suit doesn't target off-label uses of misoprostol, but doctors who prescribe it for abortion could face other risks.
When it's prescribed off-label, that puts the doctor or the prescriber in a little more tenuous position when it comes to medical malpractice or tort liability in theory, because it's never been FDA approved for that particular purpose.
Dr. Jamila Parrott says she worries about an increasingly murky legal landscape surrounding abortion pills.
If they're coming from mifepristone, believe me, they're coming from misoprostol. It will not end with the one medication. And so all of this is at risk.
But for now, Parrott and many other abortion providers say they're once again preparing to adjust to whatever the court decides. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.